The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Friends, I found the only thing in the world that can deprive a woman of the last word. An echo.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. The meeting of the Laugh Club will come to order. Miss Ginger, what's on the agenda?
I went to a play last night, Mr. Holtz.
Oh, isn't that awful? All right, Ginger. Tell me about the play. How was it?
Well, I'll say this for the play. I loved the third act.
You loved the third act?
Oh, sure. I left in the middle of the second.
But, Ginger, you must have at least enjoyed the music.
You wouldn't say that if you'd heard it, Mr. Holtz.
Well, I'm surprised, Ginger. They're all wonderful musicians. They eat music. They sleep music.
I wish they could read music.
And they have such a fine conductor. How did you like him?
Listen, Mr. Holtz, if he's a conductor, I want a transfer.
You wouldn't talk to me that way if you didn't know I was scared of you.
Here's a little story about a man who owns a dog. There's a man out, way out in the movies. He's in the movies. He's in Hollywood. And he owns a dog, and the dog is in the movies. Well, sir, this is the most amazing dog that you've ever seen in your life. He does everything. He's a sensational dog. So this fella, he has a girl. And he's going out with this girl for the first time, so he brings along the dog. He says, suppose we... I know where we'll go. We'll go bathing. So they go way down on the beach, and they've got the dog. So the girl, she says, you know, have you got any cigarettes? She says, I haven't, but we don't have to worry because here's Leo. Leo is the most fantastic. He'll get the cigarettes. She says, really? She says, of course. So he gets a hunk of paper, and he writes on the paper, please give dog cigarettes. He takes her, where she keeps her money, the purse, and he takes a half a dollar, puts the half a dollar in the purse, and he puts the note halfway outside of the purse, hangs the purse over the dog's head. He says, Leo, go get cigarettes. He says, this is the most fantastic dog. He'll be back in 5 minutes. So they wait 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a half hour. No Leo. Now he's worried because the dog is his bread and butter. He says, what happened to Leo? He says, come on, we'll go look. So they go down the beach about a half a mile, and there they find Leo. He's with another little dog. And they're rubbing noses. And they're kissing. And this girl, she looks at the dog. She says, the most fantastic dog in the world. The most wonderful. Has he ever done a thing like this before? The guy said, no, this is the first time he's had money. You know, Miss Ginger, speaking about the theater, did you know that only last month I was offered $5,000 a week to come to New York?
Oh, isn't that nice? Who made the offer? Chicago?
Love that girl. Love that girl. Meetings adjourned.